From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Today, the World Health Organization will hold a briefing on the Ebola outbreak that has many health officials worried. And as more information comes out about Western Africans affected by the virus, we're learning more about its origins and impact. Partly thanks to an online tool called HealthMap. HealthMap uses algorithms to pull information off the web that might inform researchers about disease outbreaks. And it actually identified the spread of a mysterious virus in Guinea on March 14th. The WHO confirmed the first case in the Ebola outbreak 9 days later on March 23rd. John Brownstein is at Boston Children's Hospital and is a co-founder of HealthMap. John, thanks for talking with us.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
Where does HealthMap get its data?
So HealthMap is essentially a data aggregation tool organizing content from news media, social media, data from Ministry of Health. So basically any information about disease on the web that we can get our hands on, we organize that content, filter it, geotag it, and disseminate it.
Do we have a sense of how this tool actually spotted the first evidence of the Ebola outbreak before it was officially announced?
Like many events, a lot of the first public signs of what's taking place actually come through these sort of informal channels. So in this case, local press out of Guinea talking about it, a mysterious illness that had impacted 20-something individuals. And this is actually very similar to how H1N1 was first reported through local source in Mexico.
This tool has been around for a little while, since 2006. How has it changed to kind of adapt to an increase in mobile technology?
Yeah, so the tool has definitely changed quite a bit since 2006. We didn't really have the advent social media at the time. And so we've been able to tap into, of course, huge amounts more information and in real time from individuals. So we have a lot more in what we call participatory epidemiology.
Now, I know that, for instance, finding patient zero is a really, really important thing with an outbreak. And we're aware of this, thanks in part to this tool. But how else is it useful in a crisis like this?
So the data that we're collecting is providing what we think is situational awareness. So it's not just early information about the event, but then beyond that, what is the trust levels around the government's reactions to the events? How are healthcare providers reacting? So there's also the social element that we can capture through the web that is actually very important. It's not necessarily case data, but it's giving us this complete picture of the events. And then beyond that, we can begin to link this kind of data with transportation network information, climate information, landscape data, and so we can build a rich risk map and potentially make some predictions as to where risk might emerge.
John Brownstein is an associate professor of pediatrics at Harvard Medical School. He's also the co-founder of HealthMap. John, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.